Test 75, Section 3, Question 12. Here, we're looking for what will justify the application of the policy. Now, there's a specific way to approach these. When you're looking for what would justify the application, we have to make sure that we meet all of the if conditions in our principle, meaning we have to meet the if portion of the if-then statement. So, the policy says, an inspector should not approve a new manufacturing process unless it has been used safely for more than a year at another factory or will demonstrably increase safety at the factory. So what that's going to say, as far as if-thens, you can do it one of two ways. If approve, then safely for a year or demonstrably increase safety. Now the contrapositive is maybe the part that's a bit more relevant here, because that's going to say if it doesn't demonstrably improve and it hasn't been used for a year somewhere else, they shouldn't approve it. Okay, so the application says the safety inspector should not approve the proposed new welding process, for it cannot be shown to increase safety at the factory. Okay, well, that's one of the two pieces, but in order to make this fit the if-then, we have to show that not only does it not demonstrably increase safety, but also that it hasn't been used safely for a year somewhere else. And so what would make this one applicable is if it hasn't been used safely for a year somewhere else. So now we go through our answers looking for that particular thing. Factory at which it was first introduced had several problems. That, if anything, would strengthen, but it doesn't justify the argument, because it just talks about where it was first introduced, and we just need safely for a year at another factory. The proposed new welding process has not been used in any other factory. Well, that would do it, because then it makes it impossible for it to have been used safely for a year at another factory. So B is really good. I would just pick that and go, but we'll look at the others. Some of the manufacturing processes currently in use are not demonstrably safer. Well, we're not trying to prove anything about those. The safety inspector will not approve any new process that has not been used extensively. Well, that's not what would make this application proper. And the proposed new welding process has been used in only one other factory. Well, that wouldn't necessarily work, because what if it's been safely used for 2 years there? Then it would be okay. So B is the one thing that would make it so that we meet both of the if conditions, because we know that it can't be demonstrably safer, but we still needed to have that it hasn't been used for more than a year somewhere else. And so therefore, answer choice B is our correct one.